Dr. Andrew Rochford has a new book out. It's called The Reality Checkup, Finding the Perfect, Non-Perfect Version of Yourself. And he joins us right now. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really, really well, thank you. Now, before we rip into your book, because it looks like a very interesting read, I just want to take you back a little bit, because you were one of the first contestants on The Block. And when The Block comes on each year, do you get a little bit nostalgic, like, around about now?
I don't even watch it, to be honest.
Don't you?
No, that's a horrible... No, look...
God, that was so mean.
He doesn't care, Luke.
You know what? I care too much. I think that if I watched it, it'd make me feel physically unwell.
Really?
Because it was full on. I mean, we had to keep day jobs. We were still working.
Yeah.
I was still at medical school. And nothing against the guys now who do an amazing job, but I think back then... I was very naive to anything, TV, the world, most things, and I didn't sleep much, and I think I went a bit crazy. I wouldn't say it's PTSD, because that's not fair, but it brings back very, very, very kind of full-on feelings. But I wouldn't be here right now talking to you if I hadn't been on that show. I do love the fact that I was on there.
I never even knew you were on there. I just thought you were from the project. I'm like...
Yeah, you know, I've been around. I'm one of those guys. I kind of work for everybody.
That's it. And that's good. It's a good way to be.
Exactly.
Good way to be. You work for yourself. Andrew, having said that you don't watch it, obviously, you've been too busy writing a book anyway.
Yes, let's say that, yes. I decided that, well, they came to me and said they wanted me to write a book, and they said, have you got any thoughts about men's health? And I think that men's health is very different from women's health, and women are so much better at communicating with each other and advocating for each other when it comes to all the different parts of health. So I thought, you know what, let's see if I can write a book, and let's focus it on men and make it something that's just easy to read, to the point... and just makes trying to be healthy in the little things every day a little bit easier for blokes.
Yeah, that's what we need, isn't it? But I was thinking about health the other day, and I was kind of thinking that just in terms of, say, body weight's a good example, like our perception of what's normal has changed so much. Like if you look at old photos from the 70s and the 80s, men were so skinny, but nowadays even guys in their 20s have got, like, frankly, you know, guts, like beer guts and all sorts.
Yeah, it's kind of gone to a point where there's extremes. At one end, you've got an extreme where we're all kind of happy to have a little bit of extra weight, and then it's a little bit more extra weight, and it's all fine, and the whole, you know, dad bod is kind of an expanding waistline. And then on the other end, there's an obsession with, you know, body image that a lot of younger guys are getting caught up in, which is more like what we saw with young girls sort of 15 years ago on the cover of magazines. So.
Yep.
The way that I look at it is there's two kind of extremes to it, and we're missing the nice healthy middle bit, which is what we should all be aiming
for. Middle.
Which is we're not obsessed, and we're not setting unrealistic goals for ourselves on one end, and on the other end we're maintaining kind of just a healthy body weight that means we can live long lives without all the chronic disease that none of us want to get.
Gotcha.
Just out of curiosity, then, if we're looking at sort of the happy medium, what is the ideal amount of exercise that a man should be aiming for every week, and what kind of exercise?
Well, I suppose it kind of comes into the subtitle of the book, which is your perfect, non-perfect version of yourself, which is that we're all different. There is no perfect. There is no ideal. There's a ballpark. And I mean, the ballpark of what they're saying is 30 minutes of vigorous exercise every day. And that, again, how do you measure vigorous exercise? And, you know, who's telling me the heart monitor that I'm going to buy? But, I mean, the easy way to do it is, you know, vigorous exercise is working up a sweat. And most people, most blokes know when they've worked hard and when they've kind of taken it in. If you're doing that, then that's a great start. And then the other thing I talk about in the book is trying to make physical activity, not necessarily exercise, but physical activity, a thing that you don't have to work too hard at. And that comes down to maybe not driving to work every day, getting off the bus stop earlier, not driving around the car park, waiting for the park right out the front of the shops, and actually physically trying to find the park the furthest away from the shop.
Yeah.
It might seem like a silly little thing to do, but if you did that every time you had to, you could exercise, It all adds up.
All right. It's all in the reality checkup. And may I say as well, we've run out of time, but you are looking quite the silver fox of late, isn't he, Lou?
It's a lovely photo of you on the book.
Thank you. Yes. See that was the block was the beginning of my hair going very, very, very great.
Well, look, you still made it through medical school, so it can't have been too bad.
No, I'm still here. I'm still kicking around. Thanks, guys.
Dr. Andrew Rochford, thanks very much, mate. The Reality Checkup, a terrific book for all blokes. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.